Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about the latest Star Wars action figure news. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is New York Toy Fair. And I don't know if you guys have been following the news, but I thought it was pretty interesting because the last one was held just earlier this month. And after New York Toy Fair wrapped this year, they announced that they were about to move away from New York City to New Orleans. And, you know, when I heard that, I was pretty disappointed, quite honestly, because Toy Fair and New York City, if, you know, to me, that's always been just one thing. There is so much stuff to do in the city that I can see myself tagging on another day or so just to hang around the city and do some cool stuff, you know. And there is just such a cool vibe in New York City, you know, with all those pop culture references and all these movies were filmed there. And there is just something special when you go to the New York Times building where Hasbro held their Toy Fair presentation back in 2020. There was the Ecto-1 parked in front of the building, right? There's a few Ghostbusters running around. There's a Spider-Man running around. And, you know, those characters, they kind of go with the city. And it's also, like, the vibe is so different because everyone is there for the toys. It feels different than a regular Comic-Con. It has a different vibe. It just all kind of goes with the city. Whereas in New Orleans, I feel like there would be a different vibe, you know? So anyways, they announced that they're going to move to New Orleans in the future. And apparently people didn't like that. And a lot of people complained about it. And they are now course correcting that. And they are indeed moving back to New York City. And they just made an announcement. There is no specific date yet, but they're looking at February. And apparently, you know, Toy Fair members voted to have Toy Fair as early as possible in the year. So they were looking at January, but apparently the Javits Center is all booked up for the month. And so they're looking now into February, maybe early March to hold Toy Fair. So they'll send out an announcement soon, I guess. But they're also looking at another preview type event for LA in the fall of next year. So the next proper Toy Fair in New York City again is going to be held in early 2025. So it's still ways to go. And because of that, they're thinking of doing another kind of preview event in LA because people are saying it takes too long, you know, until 2025 to have another Toy Fair. So anyways, I thought that was interesting that they made an announcement to move to New Orleans and then they kind of switch back and they're now saying, okay, they're going to keep it in New York City. You know, this show has such an interesting history. I mean, it's been around for more than 100 years. And I find that fascinating that an event like that, specifically for toys, has been around for that long. And there's, you know, always been such enthusiasm for toys. And yeah, it's just such a cool event. So anyways, once I hear more about Toy Fair and New York City and when exactly it's going to be held in 2025 again, I'll report back and I'll probably, you know, fly over there and cover it if Hasbro is going to do anything special for it again. If you're interested in the last coverage that I was able to do from New York Toy Fair, check out galacticfigures.com. Go to the features section and look up New York Toy Fair. I think I even made a video about it. So I had a lot of fun there. It was a good time. All right, so that was it for New York Toy Fair. So let's talk about some Star Wars action figure news. So there's quite a bit of stuff happening for Black Series 6-inch collectors. The next wave of figures is already out. I think GameStop had them in stock a couple of days ago. I know Entertainment Earth has also been processing pre-orders. And that's the wave with the young Ahsoka from the Clone Wars, the Magna Guard, the Black Series Phase 2 Clone Trooper in all white armor. It also has Omega in it from the Season 2 of the Bad Batch. So those figures are showing up now here in the United States at different retailers. So that's pretty interesting to see that this wave is already out now. And then the wave after that is also about to ship, which includes Huyang and includes Hera Syndulla from the Ahsoka show and Marok, the Inquisitor. So those figures are also just about to be released. And then also the GameStop exclusive General Grievous battle damaged version is also just about to ship in a few days. So there's a lot of stuff out there for the Black Series. And another figure which is just about to ship as well is from Walmart. And that is the Obi-Wan Kenobi figure from the end of the Kenobi series with the goggles. And he comes with the T-16 that he gave to Luke. So that figure is also about to ship out. So yeah, for Black Series 6-inch collectors, it's not slowing down. So yeah, good luck keeping up, everyone. Some of the Black Series holiday figures have also begun to ship out from a variety of different online retailers. That includes the Jawa, which is actually pretty cool. It's painted up like Santa, right? And the Jawa comes with Salacious B. Crumb, and Salacious is painted up in Grinch colors. I think that set turned out pretty well. It's pretty fun. And another one that I just got here in the studio is the Ewok, which they've done, which is all white. And yeah, that's, you know, those two sets, the Jawa and the Ewok, I think are definitely better than some of the other ones that they've done in previous years. And I've also seen that the Purge Trooper is shipping out from some of the other retailers as well. The one thing I wanted to point out about the holiday Ewok real quick is that it is a repaint of the 6-inch Poplu figure. And you can exchange the accessories with those. So you can take the hood off the one Ewok, put the hood on the other one. And if you were to pick up multiple of these Ewoks, you can mix and match what they look like on the shelf. So you get a little bit of a variety out of that, which is cool, I think, if you're into, you know, if you're desperate to get more Ewoks into the 6-inch line. And then looking at the vintage collection, Target stores have begun to get the latest wave of TVC figures, which includes Admiral Thrawn, the Grand Inquisitor. It includes Ahsoka with the Ahsoka logo on the card. It includes the single-carded Luke Skywalker Jedi Academy figure, Morgan Elsbeth, and the HK-87 droid. So those figures are showing up at Target stores. And some online stores have also started to process pre-orders for those. Now, another vintage collection set, which is now shipping from Amazon and a few other online retailers as well, is the 2-pack with the battle-damaged Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi from the duel that they had in the Kenobi TV series. So you get two single-carded figures in a bigger box. So those turn out really nicely. And yeah, those are shipping. If you want to learn more about those, check out the link in the podcast description, which will take you to galacticfigures.com and the figure entries, so you can take a closer look at those. So those are shipping. And then another vintage collection figure, which is also shipping, is the deluxe version of Chrysantin. That's also been in stock at Entertainment Earth, and it's just about to ship out from other retailers as well. And that's the deluxe figure, which comes with a bunch of extra accessories, and it does have a different head sculpt from the one which they have released for San Diego Comic-Con this year. So if you want a different expression on your Chrysanthemum figure and you want different accessories, that's the one you want to take a closer look at. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is the Vintage Collection Speeder Bike from the Return of the Jedi. Amazon's been having that on deep discount for, I want to say, a month at this point. It's down to $19 and something, which is an incredible deal for this awesome vehicle. Plus, you get the Biker Scout as well on a single card. So $20 for a Vintage Collection figure and a vehicle, that's a heck of a deal. So make sure to check that out if you haven't done so yet. And don't miss out on that, because it is truly cool, and it is basically the best packaging you can get for it as well, with the Kenner tribute to the Return of the Jedi. And $20, man. And they throw a speeder bike in there as well. So yeah, pretty awesome. And then what's also interesting is that when I look at GameStop, the next wave of retro figures is apparently also just about to ship out. And that includes Ahsoka, it includes Chopper, it includes Morgan Elsbeth, HK-87. So all of these Ahsoka-themed retro figures. And apparently they're just about to ship out, and they have a shipping date of 10/25. So I don't know if that's going to change, but GameStop has been pretty accurate when it comes to their shipping dates. So yeah, again, no matter what Star Wars action figure toy line that you collect currently, things are still trickling out and are just about to ship. Now, I'm pretty sure that I forgot to mention something, because there's so much stuff shipping right now. Oh, see, there's one thing that just comes to mind, and that's the Vintage Collection Imperial Officer 4-pack, which is a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. That's also apparently just about to ship out. So, yeah, tons and tons of stuff shipping. And the next one that's coming up, I think, is the Shop Disney exclusive Life Day Chewbacca figure. And that's going to go on sale, I believe, November 1st. So that's just around the corner. That's only like 2 weeks away from now. So yeah, that's also just about to ship, basically. So let's talk about some other stuff. And Lucasfilm/Disney, they have announced a new initiative, which, I don't know, I mean, it's a new initiative, but it feels kind of old, because they have been doing this several times now over the past 3 or 4 years. Basically, ever since the pandemic started, they started having these online programs where every week they reveal or highlight Star Wars toys, basically. In 2020, we had Mando Mondays. In 21, we had Bring Home the Bounty. In 2022, we had Obi-Wan Wednesdays and Bring Home the Galaxy campaigns. Then earlier this year, we had Mando Mania. And now, for this holiday season, we have what they call Gift the Galaxy. And that's another 10-week-long celebration of Star Wars toys, where every Tuesday, they either highlight Star Wars toys, which they have revealed previously, or they'll actually go ahead and announce new Star Wars toys. And if there are new Star Wars action figures being announced on those Gift the Galaxy Tuesdays, you'll hear about it on Galactic Figures. Now, another event where we're going to get some Star Wars action figure news is on 10/27, where Hasbro is going to hold a Hasbro Pulse Premium Member exclusive live stream. And in order to participate, you have to RSVP on the Hasbro Pulse website. If you are a premium member, you should have received an email. Just click the link in that. It'll take you to the page where you can sign up. And when the event goes live, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or 30 minutes or so prior, they email you the link where you can watch the live stream. And they've been doing this since 2021. And every time they have revealed 4 Black Series figures. So I would imagine that we're going to get maybe not new reveals, but we're probably going to get a first look at some of the pipeline reveals, I would imagine. Yeah, but I'm just guessing. But, you know, in the last two events, they have each time they've revealed four Black Series figures. So I would imagine that they are going to do something similar this time around. Now, the very last thing that I wanted to talk about real quick is the new Black Series R2-D2 figure that's just come out. Mine shipped from Amazon, and that's the one that's on the 40th anniversary Return of the Jedi packaging. And the reason I want to talk about R2 is because this is a newly sculpted version of the droid. And I was pleasantly surprised when I got it. And I was really surprised just how big it is in comparison to the one that we've had in our collections for the last 10 years. And it is a truly wonderful upgrade because it is more accurately scaled. And I do believe that Chris Reif from the Star Wars team worked on that specifically. And he is a droid builder, so you know that if he had his hands on this thing, then this is as accurately sculpted as it can get in a 6-inch line. So that is pretty cool. What I really like about this one, though, is that they took R2 a step further in that they implemented a storage unit inside the body. So if you have R2-D2, look straight ahead. You can pull out the dome and it extends out of the body, and then there is a section where you can attach all of these included accessories with R2, and you can basically hide them inside the body. And this is really cool because a lot of times when figures come with a lot of accessories, you either don't use them, so you place them right next to the figure on the shelf, which I don't know, just kind of looks weird when you have some random accessories lying around, right? Or what a lot of people do is they put them in plastic bags or something and they go straight into the drawer. And so I think this is a really smart way on how to solve this issue. It just makes it a little easier for collectors to keep the collection a little bit more organized, I think. And yeah, I really appreciate that feature. So I just finished taking pictures of him. And he should be in the database in a couple of days. So if you want to get some high-res images of the figure and read up about it, on how the storage thing works and all that, it'll be up on Galactic Figures in the coming days. All right, and that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT. I'm going to put out another episode once there's some Star Wars action figure news to talk about, but with the Gift the Galaxy program now taking place for the next 10 weeks, there should be stuff to talk about. Then, of course, the 1027 event is also going to be big, so I'll be happy to report about any reveals from that event as well. So thank you guys for listening. For all things Star Wars action figure related, stay tuned to galacticfigures.com, please. And I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.